Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refused to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for May 28th in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. We don't believe in revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth is the answer. The checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by our founders, the solution. It made America great once. It can do it again. Are you aboard? You're going to help? You're going to study? You're going to jealously guard your liberties? Are you going to insist on the checks and balances the founders said was the only way we could keep our republic, huh? All right. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, brought to you in part by the Preppers and Patriots Expo coming up in Mountain Home, Arkansas, Saturday and Sunday, the 30th and 31st. Sam and Kurt jump on a plane tomorrow. We're headed that away. I speak on Saturday. Hope to see you there. All kinds of cool stuff happening. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast. We had our guest on, Mr. James M. Clymer of the Constitution Party. He's an attorney, does a great job. We talked about an Illinois couple welcoming their 100th grandchild. It's a great story, but, well, they're not exactly honest in the headline. It's grandchildren and great-grandchildren, etc., talking about their posterity. It is good that folks are multiplying and replenish the earth, though. That's what God wants to have happen. We talked about free-range parents. You ever heard of those? Well, those are parents that let their kids actually walk home from somewhere, like a park or school or something like that. They call them free-range parents these days, as they label and manipulate everyone. Anyway, they were cleared in, quote, neglect case. They call it a neglect case because, well, they didn't really have any proof. It was kind of a suspected neglect case. Weird stuff. Is the T word the new N word? What word are we talking about? The word Barack used on public television. The word thug. Are you allowed to say thug now? Or does if you say thug, it means that you're talking about black, young, male gangsters? Are you allowed to say thug now, or is that the N-word, huh? I've been saying thug for a long time, and it refers to black and white folks, most times in government. They're running around violating the law everywhere. Barack's the chief thug among them. Yeah, I just said the president's the chief thug among them. Why? Because he's violating the law. We'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds. He does it virtually on a daily basis. And the Republican Senate and controlled House just wrings their hands and then endorses what he tries to do. The White House, that's a racist term, the White House looking to expand its use of the new media. Yeah, they're going to bypass traditional media outlets for their own agenda, talking through Twitter and Facebook, etc., to specific groups of people. Very interesting. Even Barack knows the new media is taking center stage, huh? Senator Bernie Sanders launched his White House bid. Yeah, he launched his presidential campaign on Tuesday. You think it'll be a Bernie Sanders / Hillary ticket or vice versa? Good chance. Outlining his role in what he calls a political revolution to transform the country economically, politically, and environmentally. You excited about that? The IRS says records of more than 100,000 poor taxpayers got hacked. Hackers have exploited an online service of the IRS to gain access to the information on more than 100,000 Americans, the IRS now admits. There's only one solution, ladies and gentlemen. Shut down the IRS. Republican candidates, they say, are rallying around a flat tax. Do you like a flat tax? Maybe better than what we've got, but not a whole lot. You'd still have the IRS intact, folks. That was 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two yesterday, we had our guest on, Mr. Tom DeWeese, AmericanPolicy.org. We talked about this carnival party hits Houston. It's amazing. God's punishing folks with inclement weather, to say the least, and they're out having a party. People are dead, by the way, and injured severely in the storms. And the rain keeps a-coming. Flooding big time. Does it remind you of Moses? Well, not Moses. All right, Noah. Moses floated down the river, didn't he? Noah built a ship, or the ark, I guess. Punishing storms in Texas. test government emergency response. Do we always got to turn to the government for our response? What about turning to God and each other, huh? Amazing drone footage shows Houston under floodwaters during heavy rains. The drone footage is crazy. All right, there's concerns of a dam breaking in Ellis County. That's scary enough. I guess there's a woman. She didn't know she was pregnant. She gives birth during a flight. Yeah, her boyfriend was super happy. Another baby out of wedlock, ladies and gentlemen. You think God's happy about that? All right. We talked about feeding the plan with federal grant money. What are we talking about? Promoting Agenda 21. Promoting the violation of our property rights all across the country in the name of protecting the environment. It's a lie. Don't fall for it. Government schools or public schools called gigantic criminal enterprises. Yeah. Public schools or government schools called gigantic criminal enterprise. American kids being dumbed down as part of a globalist scheme, says the author of the book. Wow. They say reading to your children is the next taboo for social justice. You see, the problem with you reading to your kids is what about those poor kids that don't get read to, huh? Huh? What about those guys? Yeah, we got to bring everybody to the lowest common denominator in this dumbed down society, huh? Michelle Obama, she's inciting, I would call it riots. She's like one of the chief thugs in the country. Michelle Obama tells college graduates, seek out the most polarized places that you can. That'll help shape the revolutions. What is she talking about? She wants to polarize the nation. She wants to exploit differences and divide and conquer, doesn't she? California dreaming, ladies and gentlemen. Most of us are trying to figure out how we can make our environmental footprint smaller, right? Well, there's $500 million home down there in California. It's a spec home. They're going to build it. And what do they say? If we build it, they will come. Is that the idea? Crazy stuff. Now, the Vatican joins the group of terrorists because the Vatican says, hey, a vote for gay marriage in Ireland is a defeat for humanity. Well, boy, do I agree with the Vatican. But I'm telling you right now, the Vatican will be on the ropes when it comes to popular opinion. Sexual satisfaction surveys are in the news worldwide. Which countries are the most, quote, sexually satisfied, etc.? In my mind, the whole discussion is a waste of time, except for to point out that, hey, entertainment, sexual gratification, bread, circus, every country that triples down on those, quote, values eventually fails, ladies and gentlemen. We need different values like marriage and family and country. We need different viewpoints. We don't need to be lulled into a false sense of security with titillation and salacious material. It's disaster. It was for Rome, and it will be for us if we're not warned and careful. The stronger the perversion, ladies and gentlemen, the quicker and harder the fall is the point. All right, there's an iOS bug now. You can send a string of text to your favorite friend's iPhone. Crash that sucker. Apple says they're aware of it. They're going to fix it. Got it? Very interesting. All right, without further ado, we mentioned that we're going to be heading to Mountain Home, Arkansas. We're going to the Preppers and Patriots Expo there. The organizer, Mike Slack, who happens to be a talk show host in his own right. Mike Slack is also a certified professional resume writer. More than 25 years experience. More than 20,000 happy employed clients. That's what he does for a day job. And then he holds these preparedness and Patriot Expos going on. It'll be this Saturday and Sunday in Mountain Home, Arkansas. Mike Slack, welcome back to Liberty Roundtable.
Thank you, Sam. And pardon me. You know, I always thought thug just referred to a thug, so I've learned something this morning.
Yeah, it used to refer to a thug, buddy. Now it's like the N-word, bro. And yeah. Furthermore, more and more government bureaucrats, as they want to outlaw the word thug, become thugs, sir.
I tell you, and then Hillary got her southern accent back.
Yeah, she did, sir. Coming back to her roots. You know, she was the first lady of Arkansas, so...
But I have yet to meet anybody from Arkansas who admits to ever voting for Bill.
But plenty did, unless it was a big old vote fraud, which is not unlikely either.
Not unlikely. Well, I tell you, I'm really getting excited about the expo this weekend. In fact, I'm going to go down to Mountain Home tomorrow and get the venue ready, get all the tables set up, find a good spot for you. And my phone is ringing off the hook.
And as far as I understand, you just busted out and sent me the latest speakers list. It is tremendous.
Oh, it is great. I'm really, really happy with that list.
I'm going to check out that truck that runs on firewood. That's going to be interesting, to say the least. Have you seen that thing yet?
Oh, yeah, several times. There are two in the area, and both of the guys come to different events we do when they're able. In fact, our friend Mike Evans took a drive in it one time for about 2 hours.
Wow.
And recorded broadcast live from the truck. He was thrilled.
That's phenomenal. All right, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Slack with us. We'll tell you more about the Preppers and Patriots Expo going on this weekend in Mountain Home, Arkansas. We'll give you a little bit of a drill into the speakers list and more on your radio.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0-degree sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold 2 adults and 1 child, or 4 young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land. The Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the Patriots and Preppers Expo going on in Mountain Home, Arkansas, this Saturday and Sunday, May 30th and 31st. Available now. Check it out. Mike just released the speakers list. You got Theater A and Theater B. You got two speeches going on all the time from like 9 to 6, Saturday and Sunday. And all I'm telling you is there's a ton of stuff going on. A bunch of speakers, but before we get to the speakers list, I just want to say they're going to have demonstrations outside of archery. You can throw spears. They got spear throwing. And they also have modern slingshots happening mid-morning and mid-afternoon. Now, I don't even know, Mike, if most folks know what a modern slingshot is, sir.
You know, the slingshot is American-made in Texas, and it is powerful enough to shoot an arrow and take down a deer, which basically means it could also be used for self-defense in an area where you didn't have a firearm. And, you know, a ball bearing in it is going to take a man down who's attacking you. And we're really happy to have them. Ray Priest with Texas Slingshots is coming up. And the spear throwing is with an atlatl. That's an ancient American Indian, and other cultures have used them before the bow and arrow, a way to throw spears. And again, you can hunt deer with those in a lot of states.
It's similar to a javelin, kind of, huh?
Well, it's a way to increase the range and penetration of a javelin.
All right.
It was invented about 5,000 years before the bow and arrow were invented. So.
Wow. How much are those modern slingshots? Are they big? What are they like?
They're the size of a normal slingshot. They just use better materials for the frame and for the rubber band, the elastic, to shoot it. Size of a normal slingshot, you can stick one in your backpack or bug-out bag or have it in your car and always have something with you for emergencies. They're great. And, you know, let me run through just a few of these subjects and people here. Dave Lohr on wilderness survival, Judy Dollarhide on water filtration, Tim Starks on self-defense.
Now, by the way, this Tim Starks self-defense headline says, nothing fancy here, just get it done and stop someone trying to attack you, right?
That's it. And Tim has over 20 years' experience in corporate security. Knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, I'm feeling better when I'm hanging out with Tim. You know?
Oh, we're safe, yeah. And Vince Finelli on starting a business to get the benefits that big corporations get, tax-wise. John Moore, the Liberty Man, on global warming, what the government isn't telling you. You might know this guy, Sam Bushman of the Liberty Roundtable. He who owns the media makes the rules. Larry Potter on essential oils, improving your health the natural way. Dave Dougherty, the threat and the solution. Dave is a college professor.
Now, let me just stop you there. I like that title because he talks about the solutions in this whole expo.
Exactly.
The Patriots and Preparedness Expo, every bit of it is solution-oriented, sir.
Oh, yeah. And Tim Starks, the constitutional sheriff of America's last best hope. See, Judah War Eagle, who is a Native American on both ancient farming methods and ways to protect yourself against big government. Dr. James Caesar, survival medicine, surgery when there is no doctor. Several people from Preferred Energy on solar power. We have insulated concrete construction, which is energy efficient, defensible. It'll stop bullets. Takes very little to heat or cool, and it'll handle tornadoes, hurricanes, other natural disasters. Very safe way of building. Doug Breathour with his pickup truck running on firewood. Carol Burgess on mealworms as an unexpected source of protein. Humans can eat them. If they don't want to eat them, they make great food for your dogs, other animals. And she's going to talk a little bit about how to survive martial law and keep what you have also. Let's see. Well, Judy Dollarhide is also going to talk to us about raising rabbits and chickens. And then Craig Wiles on the mindset of prepping 101, physical, financial, mental, and spiritual preparedness. He's an outstanding speaker. I've heard him several times. Let me see. We're going to have Don McPherson on making medicines when there is no pharmacy. Mike Knox from White Harvest Seed Company on GMOs and heirloom seeds. Let's see.
Let me tell you the one I think that's really cool. It's going to be 11 a.m. Dr. James, is it Caesar, I guess you said?
But Caesar.
You mentioned the surgery part, but basically you talked about how to save a life with wound suturing as needed. So you're going to learn how to sew things up, like when you get cut or when you get some problem with your skin. That's a skill that most folks are a little bit squeezy in the stomach about, but yet pretty vital, right?
Definitely. And it's hard to get volunteers to allow you to sew up your arm or leg. So he does use a banana for demonstration purposes. But the consistency of the banana is close enough to human flesh. And then we don't have people screaming. And that's always good. But I've watched his presentation, I think, 3 times now. And he has become extremely, extremely popular. So I'm really glad he's going to be coming back. I'm tickled to death with a lot of the vendors we're going to have also. Of course, it's preppers and politics. We're going to have a 3 Percenters group, Tea Party group, and the Secure Arkansas group all very active grassroots organizations. Secure Arkansas right now is trying to fight the overreaching authority of the EPA and trying to take over all water, including the mud hole in my driveway. And they have several thousand members in Arkansas. So also the county's CERT team, Emergency Management Office, will be there. And they're offering free training on how to handle an emergency situation. And, you know, not all government agencies really are kind of out to get us. These folks are local, and they are really knowledgeable, and they're offering their training free with no obligation.
Well, and you want to know the truth. Whether we determine on another route to get us or not is, in my humble opinion, this, Michael. Think about this. If they're local, and if we make friends with them and build relationships of trust, the likelihood of them being out to get us turns close to zero. If we don't know them, if they're from out of town, out of state, and we don't have any relationships at all, then we're in trouble. And that really, in my mind, 9 times out of 10 spells the difference.
Oh, that's very true. And, you know, a lot of our vendors are in the local area, Missouri or Arkansas, but we have some coming from Florida, Georgia, Texas, all over. If people want to, they can buy the slingshots, atlatls, bows, concealed carry holsters, body armor and bulletproof vests, water filtration systems, several good brands, long-term storage food, several good brands, just almost everything you could think of. A person can wander around all day and come back the next day. And the best thing about it is it's free. You don't have to pay a cent. We have a donation bucket for those who want to help with the expenses. It costs a lot to put it on, but there's no obligation. So
I don't even hear you speaking. I don't see you speaking, Michael.
Nobody wants to hear me. They want to hear the experts.
All right. So you're going to be running around making sure everything's working for everybody, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm going to be there to make sure everything flows the proper way for the rest of you guys.
All right. Is there food there?
I'm sorry?
Is there going to be food?
Oh, yeah. I tell you, we have barbecue prepared by, actually, Danny Dunn, the police chief of Willow Springs, Missouri. Part-time, he's a barbecue cook, and he's fantastic. They have a smoked meatloaf that I really, really like in a sandwich. We also have a local fella who will have fresh-made popcorn, fresh-made pork rinds, and other Ozarks delicacies. We had a great ice cream company coming, but he had a conflict, so not going to have ice cream this time, but we will have everything else that a person needs.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Michael, there's too much to cover. People are just going to have to attend Mountain Home, Arkansas. It's at the fairgrounds, right?
It is. And if they want to go to the website and check it out, it's preppersandpatriots.net. And is spelled out, preppersandpatriots.net.
And the peppers and preppers and patriots, it's A-N-D, ladies and gentlemen, all spelled out. Peppers and, oh, wow, peppers. Preppersandpatriots.net. Check it out. I'm going to be there. Hope to see you there as well. Mike Slack, thank you, my brother. Godspeed. We'll see you soon.
See you then. Thanks.
All right. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. We got a whole broadcast lined up with guests today is how it is. All right. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Two days that can save your life. The Preppers and Patriots Expo, Baxter County Fairgrounds, Mountain Home, Arkansas, May 30th and 31st, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. 36 expert speakers covering emergency medicine, survival food, water filtration, wilderness survival, solar power, wind power, gardening, self-defense, archery. See a pickup truck that runs on firewood, no gasoline needed. Learn suturing and save a life. What herbs can replace pharmaceuticals? Ham radio, home steam engines. Don't be scared. Be prepared with 2 days that can save your life. Free admission, a family event. Children are welcome. Preppersandpatriots.net. Only a few vendor tables left. Call 417-264-2435. 417-264-2435.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam Bushman, Kirk Cosby, our guest, not available. Hopefully we can catch up to him and do all we can for him here soon. We're working on that. Sometimes there's glitches, you know. Things get crazy for folks as they're preparing their events. There's an event. We'll just tell you about it really quick that's going on this weekend, Kurt. Also, it's the same time as the Preppers and Patriots Expo that we're attending. But this one's in Utah. And it's the Utah Home Education Association, or the UEA convention. And a lot of people have been home educating, but people are looking for ways to expand their education. And this expo is one great way to do it. The UEA annual convention is this weekend, May 29th, that's Friday, and the 30th, Saturday, at the Utah Valley Convention Center in Provo, Utah. The convention features classes and workshops to help support the efforts of homeschooling parents. That could be the beginners on to seasoned homeschoolers. Admissions, $45 for an individual adult, $55 for a married couple, $10 for youth 12 to 18. Now, the cool part about this expo is it covers all classes for both days, ladies and gentlemen. The curriculum fair is also free to the public, so you got to pay if you want to attend the classes or the workshops, etc. But if you want to just walk the floor and check out the vendors, it's free. Okay, the curriculum fair is free to the public, and it runs from noon to 5 on the 29th. That's noon to 5. That's Friday. Then 8 o'clock to 5:30 on Saturday. And that's going to be pretty neat. So you got that going on this weekend also. And the cool part, Kurt, is there's a must-attend movie screening on Friday. And this is one thing I really want to see. I have not seen this yet, but I'd really like to. The movie screening starts at 7 p.m. Friday evening. It's the new homeschool documentary, Class Dismissed. That ought to be pretty cool, too. So that's happening. I want to see that, Class Dismissed. Have you seen that, Kurt?
No, I haven't, and I was looking at a little more info on it. Apparently, it's open to all that are interested. It's a film about learning outside of the classroom.
See, the mainstream government schools and everybody else, they don't even want you to believe you can learn outside of the classroom, Kurt.
Yes, good point. So there's a trailer on their website at uhea.org. You know, you can see the trailer there. Nothing about the truck, but just the trailer. Anyway, pretty interesting stuff. But, it's, you know, we have been friends of these folks for years, and our hats off to them about their, well, participation in the solutions to America. One of the reasons, or some of the reasons, we think homeschooling is such a solution is it gets families back together. It gets government out of their lives, at least in part of the time. You know, it basically just provides solutions in so many ways.
Not to mention it's one of the least expensive educational opportunities out there, right, Kurt?
Yeah, and typically, you know, you can't believe the number of people that show up for these events, Sam, and they don't look like they're all, you know, guys like me. I mean, they're just
what do you mean guys like you?
Moms,
what does Kurt Cosby
well,
look
you know,
like?
kind of crazy, you know, kind of wild-eyed, you know, kind of, you know, nutsy kind of.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you think Kurt's crazy and wild-eyed, you come and shake his hand at the Preparedness Expo, and you'll see it different. You'll see. You'll know.
Well, anyway, you know, you just find them to be salt of the earth, impressive, involved with their children, concerned about their country, you know, that kind of thing.
Kurt,
and so when you see that, you just go, wow.
You're supposed to be involved, but not too involved.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I understand. That's what they tell us. Yeah. I mean, they tell us to be completely involved in your child's education. And then when you do get involved, then it's like, well, you're a little too involved, you know.
Well, you're not even certified to educate. That's your problem.
Yeah. And it's so impressive to watch what people do in most cases that are, quote, uncertified, you know. And just amazing to see how those children get along better with their parents and get along better with their grandparents, other people around. You know, they're socialized in a way that you can't, well, you just don't understand until you see it. They're not socialized like a bunch of, you know, like hoodlums all hanging together like some kind of a gang. They're socialized because they're good children, good members of society.
Well, and what I find fascinating about that socializing idea is that there's only one time in your life that you're with everybody your own age almost all the time. There's no other time in your life that that's the case, Kurt. Never. Never are you with everybody fifth graders or everybody ninth graders or everybody whatever. You usually deal with, like, adults and youngsters and people your age, and you kind of, you know, glide in and out of those circles based on life requirements, based on church activity, based on all kinds of different things, scouts, you know, whatever you're doing. Job, etc., internships, training, and you learn to glide through all those circles in normal life. However, when you're in government schools or school primarily, you know, school falls for this idea, and that is, you know, you're with fifth graders all the time, and everybody's not a fifth grader. You got to kind of look sideways at them. I mean, you probably shouldn't even be talking to those people. You know what I mean? They're goofy. They're not in your grade. And so they talk about this socialization idea or socialized whatever, but I think, man, what an anomaly. What a very strange idea. In the old schoolhouse, Kurt, where you used to hire the teacher, and the teacher used to either get paid a little bit from each family that was involved or stay at different homes and stuff like that, get room and board for teaching and that kind of stuff. A lot of times that was the schoolhouse, and they had, you know, kids that were 5 to kids that were 17, 18 years old. And the teacher, the reason they could teach several children like that is because the older children would help teach the younger children. And that would do two things. One, it would help the youngsters ease the load for the teacher. But it would also, you know, if you want to learn something, one of the best ways is to learn it and then teach it to somebody else. And if you could teach it effectively, you've certainly learned it. And we miss out on a lot of that kind of stuff, too, Kurt.
You're exactly right. As one person said, I don't remember what famous individual said this, but to learn, teach another was a phrase that really fits, and it's so effective. It's just impressive to see compared to all the years ago when we started homeschooling. You know, there's just so much information, so much so many programs available, so many with the internet, with it's just impressive to see what's happened. And yet, in this same time, our government just continues spending like money, like it's going out of style on government schools when they, you know, appear to not even be aware of the options. And that is simply because, hey, those unions and those the government schools is one of the, well, like you always point out, one of the top planks of the Communist Manifesto. And it's intended to, in my opinion, ruin a society. I guess nothing new there, huh?
10 years is like a very short amount of time, Kurt, but homeschooling rises big time in just a short decade, huh?
Great point. You know, this piece comes to us from the iSchoolGuide.com boys, and they say recent data from the U.S. Department of Education showed this just a little over 60% increase in the number of homeschooled children over the last decade. In addition, the DOE, now that's the Department of Education, one more unconstitutional agency, they said homeschooling has become popular among two-parent families where one stays home and one is working. Wow, one of those families. You just see this right and left, on all sides of the, political spectrum. There are those who homeschool because they want their children to get more religion. Maybe they want them to get a better education. I was seeing it the other day in action when I saw a family taking their child to piano lessons. And then I suggested to the individual, I said, wouldn't it be cool in America if not only some houses had piano lessons, some houses had a mom or a dad that taught math. And in this case, one individual was an art teacher, and she was teaching art in her home. You know, private schooling could be so well done right in the homes of, it's done today so much of the time, and we just want to improve on that and get the government out of it.
Amen to that. This might shock you as well. The most popular folks that homeschool, the people who do it the most, are the most interested, responsible for the growth, if you will, highly educated parents. Just saying. We'll talk about it. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I just printed Kirk Crosby's boarding pass. We're headed to Mountain Home, Arkansas for the Patriots and Preppers Expo. That's going on this weekend, ladies and gentlemen, at Mountain Home, Arkansas. What's also going on this weekend is this homeschooling event, the Utah Homeschool Association. It's actually the Utah Home Educators Association, UHEA. And there's just some cool stuff happening this weekend. It'll be at the Provo, what do they call that, the Provo Town Center, Kurt?
Well, it's a convention center as well. Yeah. I think it's Utah Valley Convention Center, but it's a big place right there next to the Marriott. I mean, it's a very impressive venue. You know, I've been there a number of times.
It's nice. Just,
I mean, it's great.
Yeah, they got tickets available, $45 a person for both days, classes and workshops, $55 for a married couple, $10 for the youth, 12 to 18. You got to go, folks, uhea.org. And all I can tell you, the whole goal is to support the efforts of homeschoolers. Now, I want to make one point. A lot of people believe it's like an all-or-nothing scenario. You either got to be a homeschooler and you're crazy, or you don't homeschool. And I submit to you that, as Kurt wisely pointed out in the previous segment about a lot of times people go into piano lessons. Look, if you put your kids in piano lessons, that's homeschooling. Okay, if you potty train your kid, that's homeschooling. Okay, there's so many ways to homeschool. If you're dad and you go out and help your son learn how to work on a lawnmower, that's homeschooling. And so, Kurt, what people need to understand is it's not really an all or nothing. You can take it on one little teeny bit at a time, and as your knowledge and comfort level grows, so can your home educating opportunities. And people need to really understand that. If you want to learn what's going on, you go to the must-attend movie Friday night, 7 o'clock. It's the new homeschool documentary, Class Dismissed, and it'll really catch you up. But folks are homeschooling more than ever. The government education system says, hey, homeschooling rises 61.8% in just 10 years. Wow. Most popular are the highly educated parents, Kurt. That's kind of an interesting tidbit that most folks don't know. Highly educated parents are the most likely to homeschool. And so when they you know, have these homeschoolers, you're talking about very highly educated parents. Most of them probably rival or exceed the teachers. And that's one thing people don't really understand. If you have love for your kid along, you know, a lot of the time, even if mom doesn't know everything or dad doesn't know everything, they end up learning right beside their kid. And pretty soon you create this bond between parent and child that's just wonderful. And so parents are getting educated along the way because they're like, man, I forgot how to do this. Let me look this up. And pretty soon, mom and dad are right in the thick of the educational opportunity with son or daughter or children. And it just, all I'm telling you is when you look back on it, there's nothing but fond memories, no regrets, and opportunities. That love of a parent for learning, teaching child to feel the same about learning, develops a lifelong learner, Kurt.
That's a great point, Sam. I was looking at, you know, some of the, I was just thinking over our history of homeschooling and, you know, the time together with our children and the opportunities that you have there. Because, frankly, ladies and gentlemen, if your child's just a young child, you'll find out real quick that they grow up pretty fast. And before you know it, that little 5 or 6 year old is 15 or 25 or 35, and you go, where did the time go? You know, I was looking at
my mom still wonders how I'm about to turn 50.
Great point. You know, I was looking at a piece written by some famous lady, you know, with some Hong Kong links to it, Sam. And the headline of it basically points out that, hey, one of the things that she liked the most about homeschooling was it helped, well, she and her daughter bond. And, you know, any time, ladies and gentlemen, you spend time with someone, whether it's a friend, a brother, a sister, a mom or a dad, a husband or a wife, you're going to have greater relationship, with that individual. And that's exactly what happens when these parents spend time together. In this one piece I was looking at, they point out that, school is dehumanizing. It serves a number of purposes, two of which are babysitting and the inculcation of conformity. Then they say few people look back on their school days as being the happiest of their lives. Homeschooling, on the other hand, trains the child to associate learning with love, and thus the child grows to love learning. You know, that's one of the things that is so easy to present to folks, this simple idea. If you force somebody to read something, do they like it, Sam?
Oh, of course not, Kurt. You don't like things, don't read.
No,
here's what you do.
People don't like to be forced to do things.
Here's how you do it in my mind. If you want to teach a kid to read, Kurt, what you do is you find out what the kid's interested in, and then you let them know there's a whole world out there to help you with what you're interested in, but you got to be able to read to do that.
Yeah.
And if you want, like,
that's
my son
exactly
loves
right.
basketball, okay? He's a basketball absolute fanatic. I tell him there's other things in life, by the way. Nevertheless, he didn't really like reading. Except when he heard he could read a book about John Stockton, then, buddy, he decided he wanted to read.
That's
all
right.
I had to do
that's
is help right. prime the pump a little bit, and voila. Magic
you know,
happens,
this one
Kurt.
Lady, yeah, you're exactly right. And the sky's the limit, after that. One lady, she said, unlike school, where one is effectively incarcerated with all manner of children, homeschooling allows your child to pick and choose friends, meaning there can be no bullying or harassment. You know, it's interesting, the whole bullying idea when, you've got the government that's saying they're going to protect us from bullying, and yet, you know, some of the main bullies, in my opinion, are right from the government. And it occurs in their, on their watch.
Yeah, you mentioned it was going on in Hong Kong, Kurt, and it's also going on
yes.
in China. But even the leader of Russia, where Vladimir Putin, is jumping in on the action, huh, Kurt?
Well, you're right. Alex Jones talking about it at the rightwingwatch.org, folks. He said Alex Jones hails manly Vladimir Putin for promoting masculine men and homeschooling. I guess, I think it's interesting. Almost any time Vladimir Putin says something, it gets big media. But if he's promoting homeschooling, I guess somehow there's just no room for that in the news.
Yeah. Toby Keith writes a song, I Want to Talk About Me, but he ought to write a song, I Want to Talk About That, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
I'm just saying.
Putin...
he wants manly men, doesn't he, Kurt?
Yeah, well, he does. And then apparently in the United States, he says we're moving toward crushing homeschooling. And that's what you have when the government tries to, quote, fix something. It's, that's what you have with the Department of Education and all the... these deals where they have Department of Family Services, et cetera. Whereas Vladimir Putin said homeschooling is one of the best options that parents can possibly seize upon right now. You need to get your kids out of the government school. You need to teach them to read. using phonics. You need to teach them real history. You need to teach them the facts. And that's how we're going to stop this criminal enterprise. Wow. You know, this is, I guess he was talking about Hillary Clinton and her idea of raise village, having a village to raise a child. So it's just interesting to see that, you know, but the facts are homeschooling works. And ladies and gentlemen, you could participate in it or at least support people that do, right?
Yeah, and just to kind of clarify, some of the most important people that you revere as heroes or role models in life happen to be homeschooled, from George Washington to Patrick Henry to even the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ himself, Kurt, right?
Good point, Sam.
You know, I'm just saying.
And it was so many of the things we call, you know, or at least society is a large part calls kind of crazy these days, were the norm in years ago, you know, years past. And we say, bring it on, bring it, return to the good old days, right?
Well, and the cool thing about, in my mind, homeschooling or education anywhere, Kurt, ideas, in the past it was that you had to have money. The rich could be educated and the poor could not. Now that's not true, Kurt. You can go on several different websites and learn for free. There's this one homeschool curriculum or whatever. It's like $5 a month, Kurt. And you get this website where you can print out all these things. My children, younger kids that are homeschooled, are doing spelling with that right now. And they're like, Dad, I got this on my spelling test. And they're all excited. And my buddy, my little son, he's 8. He gets up and gets all dressed. And he's ready. Dad, I'm on my school. And see, kids like that. It gives them something to do. They feel like they're responsible for something. You know, they're like the big kids, you know. And all I'm telling you is there's inexpensive ways, from Khan Academy all the way on through. The idea that if you don't have a lot of money that you can't get educated in modern society is gone. Thank heavens to the digital world and thank heavens to the continuing new technology taking center stage, new educational opportunities everywhere. And this homeschool convention is one of them. Check it out today, UHEA.org. Attend this weekend if you can. All right, for Sam and Kurt, you know what? I'll tell you. God, family, and country. Life, liberty, and property made America great once. It can do it again. You're going to help us make that reality? You got to get involved, ladies and gentlemen. LibertyRoundtable.com for our website. Click on Help Us Grow if you want to help with solutions. We'd love it. We'll expand our presence in the media. And this nation shall endure. Sheriff Richard Mack coming up next.